We first offer our most sincere, respectful obeisances unto our beloved Guru Maharaj, founder and Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We offer our obeisances to the assembled Vaishnavas and our surrendered obeisances to all of our previous acharyas, to Sri Panchatattva and Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. We will begin our Sri Giriraj Parikrama at this time. This parikrama may be somewhat of an austerity for some, but human life is meant for austerity. Our spirit should be that whatever inconvenience we accept to please the Lord, it is for our purification. We should be grateful, we should be joyful. Maharaj Ranti Dev in 9th canto of Bhagavatam, when he was starving, about to die, and gave the last food and water he had that could sustain his life to some chandala and dogs, he offered a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only benediction I desire, not elevation to heavenly planets, not mystic powers, or to speak of the wealth and riches of this world. He did not desire liberation, but he prayed that birth after birth after birth, he could give up his life, showing compassion to others, because that is what pleases Krishna. Austerity should be done to please Krishna. And the fact that we have this human life, the association of Vaishnavas, the guidance of the great acharyas, we should be so joyful and happy to perform austerities with this benediction. Thakur Bhakti Vinod has sung that the inconveniences, even the sufferings that I undergo in serving you, my Lord, they are the source of my greatest joy. So externally, the body and the mind may be going through various transformations in various circumstances of our life. But our heart, our motivation should be always to be very grateful for every opportunity to render devotional service, to associate with devotees, to chant the holy names, purify our hearts, and please Krishna. So therefore we should be very joyful through this parikrama, but our joy should be manifested with much sincerity. We are performing this parikrama following in the footsteps of Lord Krishna. He personally taught this Govardhan parikrama to the residents of Vrindavan, and he performed it himself to show the way. Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Nanda, Yashoda, all gopis, all gopis, did parikrama of Govardhana. Later on, Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Adwaita Prabhu, six Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami every day, all living in Chakaleshwara, Mahadev Mandir was performing the parikrama of Vrindavan, Govardhana. Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Vakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he brought thousands and thousands of people during his Braj Mandala parikrama around the Govardhana. And it was Srila Prabhupada's very sincere desire, even at the very end of his life, that he take all of his devotees out for the Govardhana parikrama. We are performing this parikrama for the same purpose we should be performing our every actions in life. As an act of service. As an act of sacrifice. Begging and pleading for mercy. At every step, we should be begging for mercy. The mercy of Sri Radha Shamsundar and their devotees. There's a beautiful sloka in one of these scriptures about Braj Mandala Parikrama that when the thorns of Sri Braj Dham pierce my feet, I feel an ecstasy tens and millions of times more sweet than those who attain Brahman liberation. Do all of you have that experience? It's not that the body feels that. It's the way the heart interprets it. We have to learn to interpret every situation according to the scriptures, according to the sweet mood of the acharyas who teach us what is bhakti, how to see, how to feel, how to live, and ultimately how to love. This is what it means to follow in the footsteps of the acharyas. To interpret the circumstances of our life as they have interpreted. To respond as they respond. And to pray as they pray. Na janam na janam na sundarim kabitan va jagadisha kamaye mama janamani janamani shri bhavata bhakti ravaiti. We care nothing for wealth, for attracting the opposite sex, for followers, prestige, fame, even liberation. Our desire is to please Krishna, birth after birth after birth, by rendering unconditional devotional service. If that is not our desire, that desire should be our aspiration that we live for and that we die for. Everyone, please, as we are doing this most glorious act of devotional service by circumambulating Shri Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, we should really be in this spirit of prayer, begging for mercy, the mercy of devotional service. We should be very enthusiastic as an austerity, yagyai sankirtanapraya, to chant the holy names. It is the recommended sacrifice in this age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada defines sacrifice as putting aside one's own self-interest for the purpose of helping to fulfill the interest of another. A mother performs sacrifice for the sake of children. Their goal in life, their purpose, is the interest of another. Bhagavatam says, when you water root of tree, every part of tree is fulfilled. The ultimate sacrifice is to put aside our separate interests for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. And in this age of Kali, the way to best perform that sacrifice is Harinam Sankirtan. So during this parikrama, every now and then something might be said, but most things were said yesterday. We will be walking or dancing together, and let our constant meditation be the holy names of Krishna. Our constant meditation be appreciating and serving the Vaishnavas. Our constant meditation, utter gratitude to Sri Radha Krishna, to Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, for giving me this supreme benediction, performing Govardhan Parikrama in the month of Kartik. We should be performing every step we take. We are accomplishing more than performing thousands of Ashwamedha yagyas, according to the Shastras. As we're breathing in the sacred dust particles of Rajbhumi, how we all will be purified. All the riches of all the Vaikuntha planets are not equal in value to one grain of dust in Gokul Vrindavan. What to speak of at Govardhan, the most sacred place in all Russia. So let us be grateful, let us be enthusiastic, let us be very considerate that every other devotee has a wonderful, happy yatra by our spirit of service to them. Will that not please Giriraj? He is Haridas Varya. He is dearmost to Lord Krishna, according to Sri Radharani and Gopis, because he has dedicated everything to be the servant of the servant of Krishna's service. So as we are doing this parikrama, we are begging for Giriraj's mercy. We want to please him. If we are in the spirit of servant of the servant of the servant, we will attain the greatest fruit of our efforts. Yegatamam prapadyante tam sthithagata janam. Even if a demon sees Govardhan Hill, there will be great purification. But as devotees, we should understand according to how we approach Govardhan, according to how we approach his holy name and his devotees, that is to what extent we will actually be deeply benefited within our hearts by our Govardhan Parikrama. So let us have this mood. And very, very sincerely inspire one another to cry out the holy name. This is Kusum Srovar. A very sacred, worshipable, holy place of Govardhan, where Sri Radharani and gopis collect flowers in the surrounding area called Pushpavan to make garlands to offer to Lord Krishna at Shivatakund. It was here that Narada Muni took his bath in these very waters and assumed the body and the spirit of love of one of the gopis of Braj. Just in this direction is Narada Kund, where he wrote the Narada Bhakti Sutras, after experiencing this ultimate mercy of the Lord. In this corner is where Uddhava eternally resides as a small creeper on the ground, where his ultimate prayer and aspiration in life is always being fulfilled. But the servants of the gopis trample his head with the dust of their feet. Just here in Shamvan, where Krishna killed Shankarchuda, and where there is the Ratna Singha, the jewel throne of Sri Radharani. What we will do now is first offer our very sincere, heartfelt obeisances to Sri Giriraj, to Guru and the Vaishnavas. Then we will all descend and place 3 drops of water or more on top of your head from the holy Kusum Srovar, which is considered bath. Take ashram. And we will begin our parikrama by chanting japa until we complete our rounds. When we reach the village of Govardhan, then we will begin wonderful kirtan. And everyone, please, dance very happily. Giriraj will be happy if he sees you dancing and singing sincerely. Thank you very much. Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced with tears of ecstatic love when he saw his first Govardhan Shiva, Govardhan. Well, as we are having the darshan of Shri Giriraj, we should always be conscious that this is the body of Krishna, in a form that is most magnanimous, most merciful, serving Krishna, serving all Vaishnavas, bestowing love of God upon all those who sincerely approach Him. Vaishakam patarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo.